afternoon, rodeo fans of Making Eight Maniacs. This is pro rodeo announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to step back on the ranch with Making Eight. So get a grip, because the show starts now.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has ridden his last 7 miles, and tonight he's going to try and make it 8.
Here comes the bulldog. Down. Bum, bum, bum. Still we can now. Bum, bum, bum.
The NFR finally backed up. The 2011 have been found, and man, there is just so much excitement going on in Las Vegas. And we got to see some great action. And I hope you want to watch it, but even from set up. On Facebook, so we all stand each night and talk about the rounds as they were happening. A lot of fun. We really enjoyed it. So much, so many fans out there. You know, it's so nice to sit back and talk with so many of them, have them drop by here, pop in and out, and send us a big old shout out. But yeah, it was really exciting. Well, it looks like we are breaking up, so we're going to have to try to. Now, we have had some major issues here with our phone services, and I don't know if there's towers down or just what the deal is up here in Oklahoma, but, man, we need to take Ross Hill's Alabama advice and go get us a golf club or something to sit out there. But, you know, we'll stand on one leg. We'll do what it takes to try to get the word out there to you guys. So, anyhow. Getting down to it, like I said, there's just so much information to talk about. Now, there's also a lot of PBR activity going on out there, and we want to talk about it with you guys as well. We'll kind of get some voices. We'll open the phone lines. We'll take your questions or your comments. Feel free to give us a call, 646-915-9940. Now, some of you may be asking yourself, what is going on? What are we going to do? We've got till January before the PBR. Well, I can also tell you that we are gearing up, and we're going to be talking a lot about the IFR. IFR 42 is happening in Oklahoma City coming up the first week of January. And actually, I believe it's the first, like, week and a half. I believe it's the 10th is when things get started out there in Oklahoma City. But we're going to be up there. We're going to be streaming it live. Starting, I believe, on the 11th, but don't quote me on it. I have to go back and confirm the dates. But, yeah, it's going to be really exciting out there. Man, a lot of activity, a lot of activity going on. And, like I said, just big things happening. They're going to have 2 days of the bucking sale. We'll be out there broadcasting all day long. You guys will get to see the auction as it happens. Also, a lot of bull riding, a lot of horses. You guys will just be able to sit back and really enjoy it. You will get your fair share right here on the Making Eight Rodeo Network, I can promise you. But we have got some bigger things happening. We're working on some deals. We're trying to get things lined up, and we are going to let you know what is happening to start off 2012. Now, 2011 was a really good start as we were able to sit back and go to Okeechobee, Florida, and broadcast and actually announce the Cajun down there, Shane Hanchey, Joe Beaver, Clint Cooper, those guys were all there, and we had the opportunity to meet up with them. It was such a great experience, and obviously we got to send a big old congratulations to Tuff Cooper, who won the world championship in the tie-down roping. We'll talk about the events. We'll talk about what we saw, what we liked, what we didn't like, what we could have seen better. I don't know. But I will tell you that GAC did a fantastic job of broadcasting it. We had a lot of fun watching it. And obviously with the guys like Joe Beaver and, you know, Donnie Gay up there doing the color commentary on the sidelines was exciting. So want to let y'all know phone lines are open, 646-915-9940. Feel free to jump on board here. Give us a call. Tell us what you think. Make sure to push 1 on your phone if you want to talk to us. But you know what? Today is Monday, and I'm telling you, it feels like Monday as we are just starting up the work week. We're going to get back to it when we get back from our first break here, fans, so make sure to stay tuned. You're listening to the lunch hour, or the lunch hour. Wow, what am I thinking? Not even close to lunchtime yet right here, as it's still the evening. See, I told you it was Monday. But, yeah, you're listening to the Making 8 Rodeo Show right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network.
The alarm clock ting-a-ling, ringing in my head. I woke up dog tired, beat down half dead, trying to recover from another wild weekend, chugging down coffee while I should have been sleeping. Well, it sure is Monday, hitting it now. I gotta get myself through the week somehow. I had a ball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but it's all over now, and it sure is Monday. Ooh, I got to the job site at 9:15.
Cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets, being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
And we've got to send them a big old commitment. Now, I will tell you that there was a bad wreck after he got off his final bull there in round 10. and it was not pretty. Fans, I'm telling you, I don't know if you guys had an opportunity to watch it, but it was bad. Got to send our thoughts and prayers with Shane as he travels home. He may still be on the road. I would imagine he is. But, man, you talk about a rough one. But that guy bared down and made things happen. Now, you know, it takes a lot out of a cowboy to ride 10 bulls in 10 nights. And we're not talking about just 10 bulls. We're talking about some pretty ranked bulls. But we do want to wish him well and send him our biggest congratulations. As you guys know, we have had Shane on our show here many times, really enjoyed talking with him. You know, as he had said during the broadcast here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network, that he really enjoys being out there in the PRCA, a lot less pressure. He can travel with his wife, you know, him and Jesse. And, of course, Jesse goes to a lot of the PBR events, but it's something they can do together because she also enters up in the barrel racing. So, you know, it makes it really, you know, makes it really unique for a family to be able to spend time together with these PRCA deals. And we have that opportunity to these. Well, holy smokes, I'm telling you. Well, got to apologize for that, but, yeah, we lost it. We lost our call, and I'm hoping that we don't lose anymore. Yeah, wow. Well, anyways, we are back, and as we were talking about with Shane, you know, this is it's a really unique situation for a guy like him to be able to compete in both PBR and the PRCA, and Shane really did well in both. But it is nice. It is really nice to be able to see a guy like him get out there and ride bulls the way he did. And really, you know, I got to give a lot of credit to J.W. Harris as well. You know, J.W. really gave him a run, and it got really exciting coming down to that 10th round. And unfortunately, J.W. had to suffer. He suffered a broken ankle, you know. But I can say that Shane is doing better. Apparently his sense of humor is still there, as he did make a statement when he went up to get his buckle and his saddle there at the awards banquet that, you know, he didn't even have to walk out of the arena. They'll carry him out if you do it right. So, you know, and I'm kind of quoting Shane on that one, but, man, I'm telling you, you know, what an upstanding guy, and I think he is going to be a fantastic world champion this year representing the PRCA. Now, when are we going to see him back? I don't know. But I can tell you that we are already working to get the world champion right here on our radio show. You know, obviously, with him being able to travel, it's going to make it really tough for him to get back, you know, with that arm and having to have surgery. But I will tell you that we are definitely going to work on getting him on our show here in the very, very near future. So make sure to stay tuned to the Making 8 radio shows. I will also tell you that we have found some great friends over there at Five Star Unplugged and True Cowboy Radio. And Miss Katie Bartlett, I know, you know, is actually just now getting on the airplane in Las Vegas to head home. She was still out there heading back to Colorado, and I want to send her best, safest in travels as she gets back there this evening. But, wow, you know, I can't say enough about a girl like Katie. This girl really, really did a lot of work out there, and we just appreciate her letting us sit back here and give our points of view from the rounds that we've been able to watch, too. Katie is great. And she has got a great story or great show coming up tomorrow night. I believe they're going to do it at 7 o'clock Central Time, just like our shows are right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. She had talked about it. It's not confirmed yet, so make sure to stay tuned to Making 8, or you can follow Katie Bartlett, and she will get you in tune as to what's happening. So she did a fantastic job out there. She's got a great story that she's going to share with everybody, a great sit-down interview with a young lady who is Rookie of the Year in the barrel racing, 53 years old. You know, the door is open, and she's able to chase her dreams, even at the age of 53, and compete with these young girls. And from what I understand, it is a fantastic story. I cannot wait to tune in, and hopefully you guys will as well. Now, Katie does her shows a little bit different than ours, since she does not have an open chat room yet. But I will tell you that if she does not open it up, that we will be in the Making Eight Maniacs group page, and we can all share and sit back and talk right there. So make sure you guys are on board tomorrow night. I believe it's going to be 7 o'clock Central Time, but do not quote me on it, as I know that she is still trying to get back and get situated. So you guys just hang tight to that. But, yeah, we're going to get things on board and really work with True Cowboy Radio and Katie Bartlett. They did a fantastic job out there in Las Vegas. I'm so glad that we had the opportunity to work with them and help promote what they were doing out there right here on the Making Eight Rodeo Network. So hopefully everybody will tune in tomorrow night, and we'll see you guys out there as well. Wow, I can't get over how quiet our chat room is, but, hey, I guess it's Monday, you know, and it's Monday evening, so I'm not quite sure what's going on. But I will tell you that big things are happening, and, I cannot wait for the 2012 season to get started. And we're going to be starting it fresh off within the first couple weeks of January as we get ready to launch the IFR 42 from Oklahoma City. Now, that's the IPRA Finals, which the IPRA is really, you know, you put the PRCA and then the IPRA as far as actual rodeos. This is the second biggest full rodeo, the second biggest full rodeo association that's out there. The IPRA has been around for many years. This is their 42nd year hosting the finals, and we're going to get to see it in Oklahoma City. So, just trying to get back down to it. I'm trying to catch up and see what's going on here in the chat room as we have some of our lovely fans hanging out. Enjoying themselves on a Monday, I can tell you. But, hey, Christmas is just around the corner. Hopefully everybody is buying me some nice things. No, I'm kidding. I wouldn't expect that because I haven't been very good this year. So, I probably ain't getting much for Christmas. But my kids are, so that's all that's important. We did have ourselves a great time watching the Wrangler National Finals, and hopefully you guys did as well. I know that Sam Medlock and Team Allied Bull Riders, as we're taking over as the official voice for Allied Bull Riders, put on a bull riding school in Mississippi this past weekend. So had the opportunity to talk with Sam a little bit yesterday and today. Now, they are actually going under a training camp right now. This was something that Sam is trying to get put back together. It's been an interesting month. There's been a lot of ups and downs, a lot of twists and turns, and they are kind of going back to the basics. So in that situation, they kind of wanted to be behind closed doors, no media out there. So we're trying to get things situated, and we decided to stay back up here instead of head down to Houston for their training camp. But I will tell you that there's some big things in the works with Allied Bull Riders and Sam Medlock as they are getting ready to go underway. And I know that Chad Van Ambert, Sam Medlock are heading up to Nebraska this next weekend. So if you guys are out there following Touring Pro stats and what's happening out there, make sure you guys tune in and see what's happening with the Allied Bull Riders and Sam Medlock and Chad Van Ambert. Both of them are entered up in Nebraska this next weekend. So, make sure that, I got to talk a little bit about that. We are going to take a break here in just a few minutes. And I was kind of hoping to hold out to really get into a lot of the PBR action. But there's been a lot of things changing and a lot of things happening there, you know, within the PBR. And I want to kind of get your opinions, your questions, your comments. Want to let you know that phone lines are open, so you guys can jump on board here. Give us a call, 646-915-9940. Definitely want to make sure we can hear from you out there, as, you know, yeah, definitely a lot to talk about and some very interesting conversations. So make sure to stay tuned there, rodeo fans. We are going to take another short break, and when we come back, we'll talk more rodeo, more bull riding with you, the fans. So make sure to stay tuned. You're listening to the Making Eight Radio Show right here on the Making Eight Rodeo Network.
Must have been born in that right space of time. Drifter still, Lord, I ain't got a dime. No worries or troubles, ain't nobody can. He's happy as me, 'cause I'm a rodeo man. Rode all the tough ones, made some of the bitches. I broke some bones, I took 100 stitches. But there ain't nothing to it if you stick to my plan. Be prouder than hell to be a rodeo man. Someday I'll make it to the top of the world. I'll drive a Cadillac, grab all kinds of girls. I'll be the envy of all the top hands. Thank God Almighty, I'm a rodeo man. Boots are all polished and my Stetson's on tight. Fixing the right for that good buckle tonight. And yeah, my muscles are hardened and my face is tight and tan. Tonight they'll be proud I'm a rodeo man. I'm gonna make it to the top of the world. Warm up the Cadillac, won't you call us a girl. Tonight I'll join the very top hand. If thank God Almighty, I'm a rodeo man. If thank God Almighty, I'm a rodeo man.
This is Kat Johnson. If you're looking for more than an 8-second ride, check out katjohnson.net.
All right, welcome back to the Making Eight Radio Show right here on the Making Eight Rodeo Network. As we are sitting back talking a little bit of rodeo, talking a little bull riding. Now, we were talking about the PRCA World Finals, and we're going to kind of change direction here, as big announcements have been made this week here on PBRnow.com. And I don't know if you guys have been following along, but we do want to get your opinions about it. We want to know what you guys think about it. Now, I will tell you that the PBR has decided to change networks. They're moving to the CBS Sports Network. Now, I know that a lot of fans are a little disappointed by this, in the sense that, you know, they've changed directions and now pulling away from Versus is, you know, a premium package. I got to tell you that I'm not exactly pleased with it, although I do understand a lot of reasoning behind their decision to make a move like this. I'm not, my personal opinion, now just understand, you know, this is only my opinion. So don't take it for what it is. But from what I see gathering, that they're hoping that the ultimate goal behind this is that they're hoping that more fans will attend the events rather than watching them on the broadcast networks. That, you know, by doing it this way, that they will have an opportunity to both see the event, then go home and watch the event. I believe that a lot of it has to do with their attendance. This is the ultimate reasoning that I believe that the PDR has made the moves that they have. I think they could do better, you know. I think it's unfortunate that a lot of fans that are on a fixed income are going to struggle in being able to watch the PBR on the CBS Sports Network. Now they are now with the CBS Sports Network, they also have partners and affiliate channels, stations that we may be able to pick up. I sat back last night and actually watched Last Cowboy Standing once again, as it was, I believe, one of their first broadcasts there on the CBS Sports Network. I fortunately have that package with DishNet. But, yeah, I can't see why move it to an area that's just not going to be feasible for many of the fans. But, like I said, I think that the intent behind it is to say, well, if fans aren't going to be able to see it, then when it comes to their hometown, that they're going to pack these arenas. Now, they've taken a big gamble this year in partnering up with other stadiums outside of the Dallas Cowboys Stadium. They're going to be at Reliant Stadium. They're going to be at the dome up there in Indianapolis. You know, these huge football stadiums holding capacity of 62,000 fans. I don't know. I believe that the biggest attendance that they had this year was somewhere in upwards of, you know, 24,000. I could be wrong, but I believe that that was one of the biggest crowds that they had out there at any one of their events. I can't imagine trying to fill a 62,000 seat stadium, you know? It's a unique stadium series, but I think that the reason why it's kind of like the blackout rules, and I would much prefer them do something along those lines. Maybe have a blackout rule in effect that it won't air on certain, you know, networks if it's within a certain vicinity because they want you to be there. So, I don't know. But I will say that I hope that this is a positive thing. A positive thing for them. So, you know, yeah, this, I'm trying to check with Denise. Yeah, I don't see how that they're going to fill this stadium. I mean, I really don't, you know. I mean, the football field alone is 100 yards long, and certainly the arenas are not that big, you know. So, I don't know. I just, you know, and then I was looking at the schedule again, and I don't see a Last Cowboy Standing coming out there. I do see Iron Man, but I don't see the Last Cowboy Standing. And I don't think that that's the way to, man, I'm telling you, you know, the Iron Man is just not the type of competition that I enjoyed watching. I enjoyed watching the Last Cowboy Standing, and I think that they need to pursue that a lot more than they did the Iron Cowboy. Maybe, though, that they can't afford to pay the $200,000. I don't know. You know, I honestly can't answer for them, but what I can say is that I hope that they will still add that, as, you know, it wasn't until, I believe, sometime in January or so when they announced that they were going to do Last Cowboy Standing. So I'm hoping that maybe they're still trying to put something together there. But I see a lot of negative comments coming in on the PBRnow.com's website. A lot of people are voicing their opinions, and they are not happy with the changes that the PBR is making. I turn it around and say, look, I believe that it really comes down to fan attendance. You know, if fans are not buying tickets, then sponsors are not giving as many dollars. And it takes away from network coverage. Now, I will tell you that I think that airtime for the broadcast, way off the charts. Why would you do something at 10 o'clock at night, Eastern time, from 10 to midnight, a two-hour broadcast? You and I both know that the broadcast a lot of times will even go up to 2.5 hours, depending on where they are and what bulls are bucking and, you know, if there's re-rides and whatnot, you know. But, I mean, really, I just, you know, I'm a little disappointed that they're taking away the coverage. Then the broadcasts that will be on CBS are only going to be an hour long. So they're going to have to condense a 2.5-hour episode once again. So we're going to get edited versions. We're going to get more or less the short round, you know. And it's all going to be in a tape delay fashion. I can tell you there's 4 or 5 events relatively close to me. I'm kind of torn as to whether or not we're going to actually try to go to those events or whether or not we're going to try to go to some other events that may be more fitting for us as a family to be able to attend. You know, I don't know. I'm kind of torn, you know, because I know that they need fans filling those seats. I know that they need fans filling the stadiums, you know, in order to be able to gain the sponsorship dollars, which will get the network coverages, which will give the airtime that they need. Now, there were some changes that they talked about their internet streaming as well. So there may be some packages available. Now, if you'll remember, not this year's finals, but the last year's finals, if you paid $6, you got like 4 camera angles along with the LEC. I think that that would be a great package to offer if they can do it at an affordable price where you get exclusively just the PBR coverages. If they do that, yeah, I'm going to have to go with watching it online rather than watching it on the air. But that's also going to take away from the CBS networks because they're going to look at it and say, we're not getting the viewers watching our shows. So kind of a catch-22. It's a big gamble. I don't know that the PBR is making the right decision, but it's not for me to decide. You know, it's for the ones that are in office and the ones that are up there in Colorado, and they're the ones that are making these decisions. And I just hope that they're making the right one. I'm telling you, when I seen it, I just kind of cringed because I said, man, this is a, you know, it's not the best of things. So I see that from what I understand, according to Denise there at Ford Field, which I believe is in Indianapolis, that the setup is from the 30-yard line to the end zone. Are they moving seats out there on where the field would be, like on a ground level? How are they doing that? I'm kind of curious to know. And then what's going to happen on those? I mean, are they going to go all the way up to the upper decks? And that's what I understand is they're paying big dollars to host this thing. Oh, Detroit. I'm sorry. Yeah, Detroit. They're paying big-time dollars to host this thing in Detroit. And then, you know, the Dallas Stadium and, you know, all these places for the stadium series, and it's like they're not able to fill it. I can't quite make it out either, you know. I don't know. Wow. Yeah, apparently they're putting up a black curtain from the 30-yard line back. And they'll be going all the way up. So, well, I don't know. I can tell you that I've sat in those nosebleed sections for football games, and I really didn't enjoy watching them from up there that high. So, I don't know. I think it's cool that the PBR is going to be in these big-time football stadiums. I think that's interesting. But I'm just not, I don't know. I'm a little concerned. I don't know. I really hope it can get put together. I really do. I know that they're going to be in Reliant Stadium in Houston. You know, that's a cool thing because they're going to be in partnership with Rodeo Houston that's going on down there. So that's a big thing. I like the idea of that. But to do it at a venue, to do it, you know, at a place like Detroit, wow, just not quite so sure, you know. I know if I was a stock contractor, I'd be locking my doors and windows when I go drop my bulls off there. You can bet on that. It's Detroit, you know. But, yeah, I don't know. I hope that the PBR is making the right decisions. I know that they've made some changes to their broadcasting teams, and we're going to talk about those here coming up here in the near future. But, I believe that they're having to do what's within their budget in order to try to draw people in for next year. And they're trying to stay one step ahead of the game. They're trying to look ahead, you know, into the future and say, well, what can we do in a five-year plan or whatnot? Because they did sign a multi-year deal with CBS Sports Network. I don't know. I really, really don't. There's no way in the world that the PBR is going to overcompensate the football games that go on there on CBS. So that's my question. Is this an investment or a waste? You know? And there's some great comments coming in our chat room right now in regards to that. I mean, some people really believe that to be able to host it in such a big venue like, you know, Detroit and the Ford Field, you know, the Ford Stadium, they're not going to be able to fill it. So why invest that money in it? You know, I don't know. It's for better parking, you know, because it's a football venue that will certainly is not going to fill up the capacity in the parking. I just don't know, you know. I hope they can get it put together, though. I can tell you that. Otherwise, you know, we're going to see some more struggles happening with PBR. And I know that the fans are already disappointed. All I can say is that I hope that they can fill these stadiums that they're moving to in the stadium series. And I truly hope that they can get things on track where we can watch them. So, you know, and Emily is bringing up a great comment here in our chat room about what's happened to some good old time rodeo. Well, this may be an opportunity for some of our fans, some of those PBR fans, to take a look. You know, when you see guys like Shane Proctor, LJ Jenkins, which we didn't even mention, LJ won the average there at the World Finals, you know, at the PBR, at the NFR. So, you know, and if you'll remember Shane's comment that he made on our shows in the past, you know, going to these rodeos are so much more laid back, so much more open. You have a chance to really be able to get back and see, you know, these guys, be up close to them a little bit. You know, GAC is going to be broadcasting a lot of great events there on the GAC network. And so we will have an opportunity to watch those. I know that CBR has moved to Fox Sports Net, you know, wow, yeah, Fox Sports Net, you know. That's a big move for the CBR. So I don't know. I don't know that the PBR has made a great move by moving over the CBR or CBS Sports Network when their coverage is not as open to the cable networks and the satellite like Fox Sports Network is. So it's going to give us as fans the opportunity to watch a whole lot more outside of the PBR. But there again, PBR will also be offering some sort of internet streaming, which from what I gathered in today's article, I believe that that's the case. So, and I see that some of our fans, after watching the NFR this year and last year maybe, and maybe because of staying tuned here with what's going on here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network, you've had an opportunity to watch a lot of different things. Steer wrestling, fantastic event. If you guys watch the NFR, you know that I became a big Luke Branquino fan and the booty shake. Now, I will tell you that Mickey Gee, did a whole lot of booty shaking out there on the 10th and final round. We did not get to see Luke do his booty shake there in the 10th round. But he did end up winning the world championship, his third world championship belt buckle in the steer wrestling. I love it. Tie down was definitely interesting this year. Congratulations to Tough Cooper. I know that that one came down to the wire. Cody Ohl made a huge surge. It certainly opened up the door for interesting events. Rodeo Houston was streamed live. Calgary was streamed live. Rodeo Austin was streamed live this year on the internet. I'm hoping that we'll have the opportunity to watch those again this year. You know, I really think that we will have an opportunity to see it. I want to see Cheyenne. I would love to see Cheyenne broadcasted or streamed online or live on television network. You know, we'll have to kind of hold out and see what happens. So there's opportunities that are opening up for us as fans to be able to sit back and watch them. But I will tell you this. Regardless, hopefully you guys will be tuning in to the Making 8 Rodeo Network as we stream live the IFR 41 or 42. And that will open up the door and give you guys an opportunity to see a lot of contestants that we may see this year branching out into the PRCA. And we're going to see them entered up in events like Houston and Cheyenne, you know, and some of these other deals. So, you know, we will have the opportunity to cover that, and hopefully you guys will be tuned in and spreading the word as we get out there to Oklahoma City, which is only about 90 miles up the road. So, you know, we definitely want you to be a part of that. We will have our open chat rooms, and we'll be able to sit back and hang out with you guys. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. And really, you know, with the way we have things set up this year, it's going to be a whole lot smoother for us. We're going to be giving you some commentary and just going to be a great time. So make sure you guys are tuned in. Not trying to take away from the PBR at all. Like I said, I really hope that they can put things together. But I can't necessarily agree with the actions that they're taking in order, the steps that they're taking for the 2012 season. And saying that it's going to be more fan-friendly unless you are attending those events. That is where I think that you're going to get the benefits, is by attending the events. Can we afford to go to those events? I don't know. You know, I certainly hope so, you know. But I know that for me to go sit in the stadium, you know, whether it be a football game or a bull ride, I don't want to go there when, you know, only a third of the stadium is filled. It doesn't make for that loud atmosphere. You know, like, for instance, when they're in Albuquerque, New Mexico, that has got to be the loudest arena ever. It's like a pit. And, you know, it's so loud and so intense in there. Love it. Absolutely love it. You know, it's a sellout crowd every year. So why not hold it in venues like that? That's all I'm saying, you know. Maybe they can't get the big CBS cameras in there or something. I don't know, you know. But, yeah, it's going to be a rough season. It's going to be a rough deal, you know. We're just going to have to grin and bear it, I believe. You know, we're going to have to do our best anyways. So, with that, we're going to take another short break here, fans. When we come back, we'll start wrapping up our show. Hopefully going to get some cowboy logic from our good friend, our biggest little fan, Miss Melanie Britton. Hopefully we'll get her to call on board here, give us some good cowboy logic. Phone lines are open still, 646-915-9940. If you guys want to comment on what you saw there at the NFR, talk about some of the PBR action and the news and notes and highlights going on there on PBRnow.com, feel free to give us a call. You guys are listening to the Making 8 Radio Show right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network.
Out of time, the rodeo had ridden him right down to his last dime. He got bucked off back in Denver and missed the short go again. And now he's wondering how he'll make it home before it all begins. There'll be a cowboy Christmas going on. Ropers and wranglers wrapped up for everyone. There'll be country cooking on the stove. Tinsel and lights, eggnog and mistletoe. Kinfolk from all around coming home. There'll be a cowboy Christmas going home. And Cheyenne got a roping bag for Bobby, a new guitar for little Ann. Picked up a Sunday dress for Mama and a Stetson hat for Dad. Bought a rocking horse for Tommy and Brother Bill a pair of chaps. But there was one little hitch in this getup. He had all these presents and no ride home. He looked down at his watch and was about to give up all hope. You see, it was almost midnight, less than a minute away, when a jolly man in a red suit pulled up and said, "Don't worry, partner, your house is on my way. And if you can hang on for 8 seconds, that's all it takes to get there on a sleigh." Now there's a cowboy Christmas going on. Ropers and wranglers wrapped up for everyone. There'll be country cooking on the stove. Tinsel and lights, eggnog and mistletoe. Kinfolk from all around coming home. There'll be a cowboy Christmas, a cowgirl Christmas. That's right. Cowboy Christmas going on.
Howdy, folks. It's Rodeo Announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at MakingEight.com. No matter if you're passing his tying a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a mad bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's MakingEight.com. Get a grip.
Oh, that's right. You know it. We got a little bit of cowboy Christmas going on right here on the Making Eight Rodeo Network as we get things fired up and get ready for the holidays. And hopefully you guys are just about there. Now, we got about 10 minutes in our show. We're still looking for our cowboy logic. If we can get our biggest little fan to jump on board here with us and give us a quick call. We may wrap up our show here just a little early here, fans, as we get ready to get out there. We've got a big day ahead of us tomorrow. Y'all just say your prayers. We got some big things happening. So, yeah, definitely make sure to keep us in your thoughts as you get out there tomorrow. We're hoping for some big things to happen. So don't miss out on the opportunity. Waiting on Melanie to give us a call here at 646-915-9940, just in case you forgot the number. Got to send a big old shout out and say a big old congratulations to my girl, the Canadian, Miss Lindsay Sears, for winning the barrel race, too. You know, was so excited. That barrel race came down to the 10th round, and, yeah, wow. Now, Brittany Posey and Sherry Servi, I believe, were the other ones that were in contention, obviously. They were trying to really make this thing interesting. But in the 9th round, both of them knocked barrels over. And ended up, Lindsay just ran a good, straight run. Her and her horse, Martha, did a fantastic job. Was really exciting to sit back and watch, and I, for one, have got to root for my girl, Miss Lindsay Sears. So it was definitely an interesting Wrangler National Finals, and I certainly hope that, you know, you guys were able to watch and tune in. And, yeah, I may be thinking about Lindsay Sears still. Yeah, I can't believe I didn't even mention her there when we were talking about the Wrangler National Finals. And, of course, talk about guys like Luke and Shane Proctor and Cody Ohl and, of course, Trevor Brazil, you know, Shane Hanchey, our good buddy, who actually I just got word just made it home back in Louisiana, and he's already called in. So he's already called in for Denver and for Houston. So it's going to be a great time. Well, anyways, getting down to it, we've got our biggest little fan on the line with us, Miss Melanie Britton. What about some cowboy logic, girlfriend?
All right, here's the cowboy logic of the week. The finish line is sometimes merely the symbol of victory. All sorts of personal triumphs take place before that point, and the outcome of the race may actually be decided long before the end.
Wow. Now, that was a whole lot of cowboy logic for us, and I thank you for that. Certainly gives us something good to think about. Melanie, have you finished your homework yet?
No.
So you still got to get back to it, huh? Well, listen,
yep.
I want to thank you for taking time out to look up some good cowboy logic and give it to us here today on our radio show. I always love hearing from you, and sorry that we didn't get to you last Monday, but very glad that you're able to call in this Monday and give it to us.
Okay.
All right.
Yep. Talk to you
okay,
next
well,
week.
You bet, girl. All right. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week. All right, guys. Melanie Britton, our biggest little fan, giving us some cowboy logic for the day, and I've got to say thank you once again for that. I know she gets really flustered and embarrassed, but we're very happy to have her here on our show. Anyways, I believe that's going to wrap it up for today's show, Rodeo fans. We're hoping to have a guest on here with us, and I know that we've got some guys that are looking to jump on board here with us on our radio shows, guys that were at the Wrangler National Finals, and I know that we have Katie's show there on True Cowboy Radio right there on Five Star Unplugged to look forward to tomorrow as well. So you guys make sure to tune in. Make sure to get a grip over there. We'll also have Short Go Radio on Sunday, I believe, which we will get that lined out with Mr. Mike Anderson. A lot of big things happening. So make sure to keep us in your prayers tomorrow, radio fans, as we pray for a big, big day for us right here at the Making 8 Radio Network, about to take this thing to a whole new level. So until then, radio fans, oh, Bull Riding Advice Hour on Wednesday. We do look to have Sam Medlock on as he is there during training camp. And we may have some good guests on board with us. Should be a great time. So make sure to tune in Wednesday as well, 7 p.m. Central Time. Until then, rodeo fans, get a grip with Making8.com.
Thanks for tuning in with Making 8. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
God. Turn your radio.
Rodeo fans, this is Gizmo McCracken with the Making Aid Rodeo Network. You need to get that thing turned on, and, you know, you don't need that kind of aggravation, man. Keep this thing up.